These words, taken directly from the mystical city of God by Venerable Mary of Agreda, Conception, paragraph 725, page 556. Our Lady reminds us of God's holy providence.
My daughter, the most valuable science of man is to know how to resign himself entirely into the hands of his Creator, since he knows why he has formed him and for what end each man is destined. Man's sole duty is to live in obedience and in love of his Lord. God will charge himself most solicitously with the care of those that thus confide in him. He will take upon himself the management of all the affairs and all the events of this life in order to draw blessings and benefits for those that thus trust in his fidelity. He afflicts and corrects the just by adversities. He consoles and rejoices them with his favors. He inspires them with hope in his promises, and threatens them and inspires them with fear by his threats. He absents himself in order to attract their love. He shows himself to the souls in order to reward and preserve them in fervor. And in all these things, he makes the lives of the chosen ones more delightful and beautiful. All this happened to me in that which thou hast written of me. He visited me and prepared me in his mercy, with many different kinds of blessings, difficulties and labors, persecutions of creatures, and the separation from my parents and from all men. In the midst of these various trials, the Lord did not forget my weakness, for with the sorrow for the death of my mother, Holy Anne, he combined the consolation and comfort of permitting me to be present at her death. O my soul, how many blessings do men lose by not attaining to this wisdom! They hold themselves aloof from the divine providence, which is powerful and sweet and unfailing, which measures the orbs of heaven and the elements, which counts the footsteps, discerns the thoughts, and disposes everything for the benefit of the creatures. Instead of all this, men are given over to their own solicitudes, which are inefficient and weak, blind, uncertain, and inconsiderate. From this false beginning originate and follow irreparable evils for man, for he deprives himself of the divine protection and falls from the dignity of having his Creator as his helper and defender. What is still worse, if by his carnal wisdom and by diabolical astuteness to which man resigns himself, he succeeds sometimes in obtaining what he seeks. He deems himself fortunate on account of this, his own misfortune, and with sensible pleasure he imbibes the poison of eternal death in the deceitful delight which he has gained while incurring the alienation and abhorrence of his God. Mind well then, my daughter, this danger, and let thy whole solicitude be to cast thyself securely into the arms of thy provident God and Lord. He, being infinite in wisdom and power, loves thee much more than thou lovest thyself, and he knows and desires for thee greater goods than thou ever canst learn to desire and request. Confide in his goodness and in his promises, which do not admit of failure. Remember what he says through his prophet to the just, that it is well within man since God takes upon himself his desires and cares, and charges himself with them in order to deal with them according to his generosity. By means of this most secure confidence, thou wilt even in this mortal life enjoy the blessedness of a tranquil and peaceful conscience. And although thou mayest find thyself surrounded by the tempestuous waves of trial and adversity which cast over thee the sorrows of death, and although the terrors of hell may surround thee, suffer thou in hope and patience, so that thou err not from the portal of the grace and the good will of the Most High.